Hello, this is Drew Stanford, and I'm making this podcast because we're going to talk about identity in this podcast, and I'm here with my friend Adam Bergeron. Hello. And we're going to be discussing a couple questions about how we're different than each other. So my first question, Adam, is how has living close to Boston and New York shaped the way you live?
Well, in living up north near Boston and New York, you definitely have to prepare for some cold times, especially during the winter. The summers are nice, but the winters are really cold, and you deal with a lot of problems, especially through snowstorms. And genuinely, the people aren't as great up north as they are down south. It's one thing that I've definitely learned. And it makes you tough, I'd say, living in those areas because, I mean, people want something, you have to get it done relatively quick, and they ask a lot of you. So, I mean, I'd say living up in the northern area near New York and Boston has kind of made me tougher, it's given me thicker skin.
Well, that's all good, but Adam lives right where Sandy Hook happened, and I was going to ask Adam how that has affected him.
Well, living in Newtown, where Sandy Hook occurred, it was definitely kind of a shocking moment for basically the whole nation, really. But especially for our little town, which no one really knew about until that day happened in December.
Well, I know that's a really, really sad and traumatic experience, and we're all really sorry that it happened to you. But like, even though that it happened, did it bring awareness to the community, and how many like activists did it start like bringing so much awareness out?
I mean, like after that time period happened and everything, you obviously had, there's probably, I'd say, a couple weeks of sorrow where everyone was just trying to process really what happened and basically just trying to think of ways to basically form our community together and try to like help in everyone's healing process.
All right, that's good. We're going to transition to a different topic of identity. So me and Adam both are religious, and we both but we kind of differ in the way we had our religion. I had mine through Bible classes in school all the way from 4 years old to senior year, but Adam did not. And I was going to discuss or ask Adam, how has that affected how your work has been and affected how your religion has, like, that has affected you religiously?
Well, throughout my high school or my whole school career, I've never had anything like Bible classes. When I was younger, I used to take CCD classes through the church, so that kind of helped in my whole religious process. My dad was always super into us always going to church every Sunday and really trying, but it started to kind of slip away. We don't usually go to church as often as we used to, but yeah, I'd say like with not having Bible classes where I'm from, it kind of makes it a little more difficult to really understand the whole religious aspect.
Well, that was my friend Adam Bergeron. He's from Connecticut, Newport, Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut. And this is just a few different ways that he and I are different, but still the same. We still are very well connected, but just a couple identity differences really set the tone. So thank you for listening. My name is Drew Stanford. And goodbye.